Now, from a human disaster which has gripped a nation to an environmental disaster which is still taking its toll almost 3 years after catastrophe struck. On Monday, the British oil giant BP will stand trial in a New Orleans federal court to defend itself in a civil lawsuit against charges in connection with the Deepwater Horizon oil spill, which polluted 7,000 kilometres of coastline from Texas all the way to Florida. The bulk of the oil washed ashore in the area east and west of the Mississippi, close to New Orleans. According to the BP ads, everything is well now. Beaches and waters couldn't be more beautiful, they say. There is world-class dining with world-famous seafood. But although a lot of the coastline has indeed been cleaned, there is still oil in the water on the bottom of the ocean. According to the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, the federal government estimates that more than 1 million barrels of oil remain unaccounted for. And, as Christina Bergman reports, for the oyster fishermen in the little fishing community of Point Alahash, their basis of existence has all but vanished.
Your oysters are all dead. You can't go in a bayou. You haven't fished. Your community is being desecrated. You can't even speak about our economy. We don't even know what that is no more.
Byron Enkelade has been an oyster fisher all his life, just like his father. His family has been living in the area south of New Orleans for generations. But now his two fishing boats are sitting in the quiet marina of Point Alahash and haven't been out for almost 3 years. Although the area he used to fish in
is the largest, richest oyster estuary probably in the world. This is the heart of Louisiana's oyster sea ground. The oysters are not reproducing since the oil spill.
It was not the oil that killed them in the first place. It was the fresh water from upstream. The area was intentionally flooded in an attempt to prevent the oil from reaching the shoreline. But oysters can only survive if the salinity of the water is within a certain range. Enkelade, who is also the president of the Oyster Association, says he doesn't mind that the government tried to prevent the oil from washing ashore with fresh water.
We took the lick. And we don't mind taking a lick because we knew it was for the better good for the long run. But the crime now that's being committed, to me, is BP failing to take care of its responsibilities in these small communities, in these fishing communities.
Enkelade says other than the original emergency payment of about $80,000, he hasn't seen a check from BP since. Replacing his two fishing boats, now rusting in the marina, would cost $200,000 each. He had to sell his trucking company to get by. And he complains about the complicated, bureaucratic process of filing a claim with BP. The people in his community who work as deckhands didn't go to college, he says. They were unable to produce proof of their earnings in the years before the spill. Also, he explains, at the time of the spill, they were just getting ready to go fishing again after recovering from a true natural disaster, Hurricane Katrina, which devastated the area. Whether they can get compensation or not, the bigger question for the people of Point Alahash is, when will the oysters come back?
And that's the worst part, the unknown factor. If we could see a light at the end of the tunnel, it would be nice. But as right now, we don't see anything positive going on.
Don Bashel is 55 years old and the owner of the boat launch at Point Alahash's marina. Until 2 years ago, he says, his business was profitable. Commercial and sports fishermen and oil companies alike would get ice, fuel and supplies from him and have their crabs, shrimp and fish unloaded. But he's lost almost 65% of his sales since 2010. Bashel doesn't know how long he'll be able to stay in business. He and his family of five live 30 kilometers to the north and just lost their house to Hurricane Isaac. The furniture factory he once owned had to close too. They couldn't compete with the Chinese, he says.
I've been beat so many times that, you know, that I don't see anything but bleakness. So that's what's going on right now. And a lot of people down here don't know what their future's going to be. The things they used to do, they can't do anymore.
Some locals have found short-term work on a construction site for a large prison that is being built in the area. Others are idle, waiting for the oysters to return Byron Enkelade says.
Fishermen taking sleeping pills. These guys, you know, alcoholism is on the rise like we ain't never saw before. It's nothing else for them to do.
The Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries says there has been an increase in reports of abnormalities in fish, crabs, and shrimp from Louisiana and offshore waters. But the seafood from the area has been declared safe to eat.
I think it's going to be a 10 or 20 year recovery as long as we keep seeing recovery of this oil out there. And that means from people that say, I'm not eating the seafood even though they say it's safe, because as long as they're still seeing sheen out there, that oil's getting on something.
Billy Nungesser is president of Plaquemines Parish, where Point a la Hesh and the public oyster grounds are located. BP, Nungesser says, has an obligation to pay for the damage the oil spill has done and that it would be best left to the parish to decide what to do with it. The parish has its own lawsuit against BP, but he would prefer negotiating a settlement.
If we can get a settlement that will provide some health care to the people of Plaquemines, some economic benefit, some tourism money, and some money to build back the I'll say hundreds of thousands of acres that was affected by the oil spill, coastal restoration, and that we can dedicate that money to that, then we can see an end to this tragedy. At least we're in control of our own destiny as far as having the funds to do what we need.
In the meantime, the people of Point a la Hesh are struggling. For 58-year-old Byron Enkelade, who has four daughters and nine grandchildren, this means living with his father.
My dad paying the light bills. I can't afford to pay him. He's paying the light bills. He's buying the groceries and everything else. So, you know, I'm being honest with you. I'm totally honest with you. Which is senior citizens taking care of this community. Offer their Social Security and their retirement checks.
About 100 fishermen still live in this community, says Byron Enkelade, and he has lost track of who's staying and who's leaving. But if the oysters are not coming back, people will have no other choice but to leave the area where they have been fishing all of their life.